Hey there, Legal Tea listeners. This is your host, Jenny Roselle. Welcome back for another Legal Tea episode today, episode 131. Today's episode is a current trends topic where we talk about things going on in the current times, or maybe they're things that I've seen on the news or social media that are also relevant to my estate and elder law world. Now, on today's episode, we're going to chat about something going on with Jay Leno, the famous television host, and his dear wife, Mavis Leno. Now, I did a quick search on Mavis and loved this description of her on her Wikipedia page. Quote, a leading feminist in California and the United States as a whole and internationally, Mavis keeps a low profile in comparison to her husband, choosing instead to work behind the scenes, end quote. So, the Lenos have made the headlines recently because Jay, in January of this year, 2024, actually filed for conservatorship over Mavis. Now, if you're a longtime Legal Tea listener, you may remember that word, conservatorship, from past episodes I have done on here on Britney Spears, Amanda Bynes, Wendy Williams as well. It's a word that sure is getting a lot of publicity in kind of the famous people space. And while there are mixed feelings and opinions on if and when they are needed for these kind of individuals like Britney Spears, what I can tell you as an estate and elder law attorney, conservatorships and guardianships, as we call them here in Indiana, are something that are quite commonly done for very regular, non-famous people too. And in fact, that's why I talk about them here on Legal Tea, is to share some information about when they are needed and what they are and what they do. So let's talk about conservatorships and guardianships first, and then we will dive into what is going on with Jay and Mavis Leno. So how do conservatorships and guardianships fit into my estate world? Well, I can confirm I have never done them for any celebrities, but where we do commonly see them are really in two situations. First, we help clients gain guardianship over children who may have special needs. And with turning 18 years old, that child becomes, legally speaking, an adult. So sometimes kiddos who are about to turn 18, the parents or whoever may be kind of acting as the kid's guardian, want to maintain being the child's decision maker. And a guardianship is the legal procedure to make that happen. Now, second, we also help clients gain guardianship over aging adults who may be experiencing significant cognitive impairment. So think dementia, Alzheimer's, etc. Where the person, due to their cognitive impairment, needs further assistance with decision making. Oftentimes, we see this become a thing if the person does not have like a power of attorney document in place, or even perhaps if their power of attorney document is not really strong enough and the person is trying to help with decisions on behalf of this other person and they're hitting roadblocks. If we are looking at obtaining guardianship over someone, it is also worth quickly noting the process. Like so many have learned through Britney Spears' story, it is a court process, which means individuals hire an attorney to assist them through the court proceeding. It involves a lot of paperwork, there's hearings, and ultimately the judge decides whether the proposed guardian is an appropriate and suitable person to make decisions for this other person. As part of the process, there are two types of guardianship that can be established. There's a guardian of the person, and secondly, guardian of the estate. Guardian of the person means you have the authority to make decisions about the person. So think of things on this, like things like healthcare decisions, where the person should reside. So think like maybe a nursing home, or even attending school if they're a minor, for example. Guardian of the estate means you have the authority to make decisions about the person's financial affairs. So for this, think applying for like governmental benefits or accessing and managing bank and financial accounts or even working with financial professionals and tax professionals. And one last super quick thing before we get to the Lenos. I have sort of used the terms guardianships and conservatorships interchangeably, and honestly, they kind of are. But there is one primary difference, I suppose, and that is usually that conservatorships are sometimes much more limited than what a guardianship will offer. So according to a blog by Bratton Estate and Elder Law Attorneys, which is a law firm in New Jersey, they describe it like this, quote, "Both guardianships and conservatorships are court-ordered. Family members generally request them when their loved one can no longer make their own decisions and someone needs legal authority to act on their behalf," end quote. Now, getting to how they are actually different, the blog shares, quote, "There's one big difference between guardianships and conservatorships. A guardian can make a wide range of personal and medical decisions for the person, while conservatorship generally grants much more limited decision-making powers. So a conservator may usually may have the authority to, say, just pay bills or make investments and handle other financial matters," end quote. So that's all kind of your crash course of guardianships and conservatorships land. So let's shift to the Lenos now. According to NBC News, on January 26, 2024, Jay filed for conservatorship over his wife, Mavis, in Los Angeles, California. In those court documents, there are said to be two primary reasons for the conservatorship. First, because Mavis suffers from dementia. And second, to allow Jay to do estate planning on Mavis's behalf since she suffers from this cognitive impairment. The petition further shares that, quote, "Mavis has been progressively losing capacity and orientation to space and time for several years," end quote. You know, as an elder law attorney, it is really hard in these situations because just because someone has a dementia diagnosis does not mean they cannot sign documents. And I want to say that again. Just because someone has a dementia diagnosis does not mean they cannot sign estate documents. Now, it is getting a little close for comfort, but just remember, please know that it may not be too late. Now, here in Jay and Mavis's situation, it sounds like it became too late. And that is why guardianships and conservatorships are common things in my estate and elder law world. Sometimes it does become too late, and the person does not have the capacity to sign documents anymore. So in these documents, Jay is basically saying that because of Mavis's dementia diagnosis and her cognitive impairment, she cannot sign estate planning documents. And in fact, the petition states, according to NBC News, quote, "As Mavis's current condition renders her incapable of executing an estate plan, Jay has petitioned the court to be appointed conservator of Mavis's estate for the sole purpose of filing a petition for substituted judgment on her behalf in order to ensure her desires concerning the disposition of her assets upon her death." A quick and additional note on all this, according to a Yahoo article, Jay is specifically requesting to set up a living trust to, quote, "ensure Mavis has managed assets to cover future care if he predeceases her," end quote. And good for him for proactively thinking about this. Of course, if something were to happen to Jay, who's Mavis's primary caregiver, we would need someone to step in and help Mavis with financial management and decision making. So that is likely why he is attempting to get a trust in place and asking the court for him to be able to get a trust in place for her benefit, because it is likely the best option on the table for them given their situation. Interestingly, the NBC News article states that there will be a hearing on all this on April 9th, 2024. And I find that interesting because that's kind of a long time, right? It's probably a court docket issue. I'm sure the Los Angeles court system is significantly more busy than, say, my courts here in Indiana. Here in Indiana, and I always mention Indiana because that's where this podcast is based out of, you know, once we file for guardianship, we usually have a hearing on the calendar within a couple weeks or a few weeks, sometimes a month, but that's kind of unheard of. It's usually 2 to 3 weeks. So, you know, to me, that's certainly not ideal to have to wait until April 9th because, of course, where my, you know, estate lawyer brain goes is what happens if something happens to Mavis before that date? What would happen to their assets or assets just in Mavis's name? And of course, since it is in California, they operate by different laws and rules than, say, I do here in Indiana. So I don't want to get into it too much because I'd be merely speculating, but that is something that crossed my mind when I was researching for this episode. You know, what I'm saying and not really spitting out very efficiently is that it is not ideal to wait until this point in time, obviously, right? You know, clearly this conservatorship is needed to get an estate plan for Mavis put in place because it sounds like her estate plan is either non-existent or outdated. And I would guess it's non-existent because if she had one, like if it was just outdated or something, Jay probably would have needed to attach her current estate plan to all these court documents and explain to the court why those are not sufficient anymore. You know, Jay Leno is 73 years old. Mavis is 77. If she truly does not have any estate planning done, two things come to mind. First, Legal Tea listeners, please do not wait until you are in your 70s to do estate planning. That is so risky to wait until that age. So much can happen. Life is precious, right? I have clients that, tragic, awful things happen in their 30s and 40s and 50s. So the fact that the Lenos, specifically at least Mavis Leno, has waited until her 70s, that's risky. And second, you know, why wasn't something done as soon as she got the dementia diagnosis? Like I said, just because someone has been diagnosed with something like dementia, that does not mean it's too late. As soon as they got that dementia diagnosis on Mavis, they should have immediately started an estate planning process if that was a possibility, if that was an option. And maybe that wasn't possible. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. According to CBS News, it's not really publicly known when Mavis was first diagnosed. But, you know, what I know about cognitive impairment, generally speaking, is there were probably signs leading up to the diagnosis that should have tipped off Jay that something was going on. So not only should you not wait until you're in your 70s to do the estate planning, to do an estate planning process, but even if you do and something like this happens, a diagnosis happens, you also please don't assume, you know, it's too late to do estate planning. You know, also know though, because you did wait that long, that a diagnosis could also mean it is too late. So, you know, don't be upset or frustrated or mad if the estate attorney that you're working with will not let your loved one sign documents. It's a really tough, difficult, hard predicament for someone like me to be in. Not only for you and the family for navigating a diagnosis like this, but also for the estate attorney to gauge whether someone does have the capacity to sign these documents. Alrighty, let's wrap this episode up. Next week, we are back to the celebrity estate planning type of episode. And during those type of episodes, we dive into a celebrity or, you know, famous big name person that has passed away. And we dive into how their estate looked from an estate planning perspective, or lack thereof. Next week's episode is about an author of a very well-known book that later became a movie called The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. The author's name is Stieg Larsson. Now, Stieg passed away at a fairly young age, I think like age 50-ish, and left a little bit of a mess, actually quite a bit of a mess, that resulted in some people being, let's call it, surprised. So tune in for that next week, Legal Tea listeners. Talk to you then and stay well.